B-Pod Studios.
His name is Yuri Klitschko, and he is the president of See Ukraine Now, Sightseeing and Tourism. Mr. Klitschko, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thank you, Mr. Klitschko. Thank you for joining us. You are the president and owner of See Ukraine Now, Sightseeing and Tourism. Are you, in fact, are Ukrainian? Are you not, sir?
Absolute. 100%. Actually is the official title. With the tourism in Kiev, because my predecessor was taken out and disemboweled, eviscerated, I think.
Disemboweled and eviscerated. Your predecessor?
I speak good English, but I don't, what word you say, eviscerated, disemboweled.
Wow. Now, sir, we get the picture.
So that's how I get the job, because okay. You know that Yuri also private sector entrepreneur businessman.
Okay. I know you're a businessman.
But also I do from my heart for Ukraine.
Okay. Where you're in the United States now, though, are you not, sir?
No.
No. Where are you?
Can I come like a guest?
Come like a guest? Are you, sir, Mr. Yes. Yuri Klitschko, president of See Ukraine Now, Sightseeing and Tourism. Look, where are you? Where do you live right now?
Why do you think I am a USA?
Why do I think you're where? USA?
USA.
Because you arrange trips for American citizens, do you not, sir, to visit the Ukraine?
Yeah. Come.
Are you saying, Mr. Klitschko, that it is safe for Americans to go on tours and sightseeing in the Ukraine right now, and they don't need to fear what's going on with the Russian army, Putin, and the rebels?
Oh, come on, Jack.
My name's Stan.
Come on, guy.
Stan, S-T-A-N.
Don't believe everything they show the picture in the book. Huh?
Don't believe. There's people dying in the Ukraine right now.
As I just say, don't believe just the picture from the book.
Just believe the picture from the book?
You take it from Yuri, huh?
Yuri. All right. I'll play along, Yuri, here.
By the way.
Yes, sir, Yuri.
You think I am in U.S. today?
I would think that I would, if I wanted to book a sightseeing trip of the Ukraine, I would go to the local, your local office that would be here in the United States to book my trip. And I'd have a nice flight out, and you'd have people as guides. And
why?
Why what?
Why? I arrange the transport.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I arrange transport. Airplane.
Airfare. A jet.
I arrange. I I arrange.
Yes.
What do you arrange? I arrange transport.
Okay.
Both
airplane.
Airplane.
Airplane. Tour bus. Tour bus. Hotel.
Truck.
Truck.
Boat.
Truck boat.
Or taxi cab.
Taxi. Look, Yuri. I want to know. Let answer this for me. I'm planning a trip, and I think I might want to go and visit some old Eastern Bloc countries like the Ukraine and enjoy myself over there. First of all, do I need a visa? What?
You hold on right there. Who do you think you talk to? I am not Slovenian. I am not Belarus, okay? I'm not Romania.
I know. You're Ukraine.
This is Ukraine. This is where Ukraine girls really knock me out. I leave the vest behind.
Do I need a visa?
Ukraine is not old Eastern Bloc. We like sunglasses and blue jeans.
Okay, that's great. You got Russia in your country right now.
No. They are only in the Crimea.
Right, which is south by the Black Sea, which is close to them. So I would go what, to like Kiev?
You go, and we have, you know what? One thing, you come to Kiev, you come see Yuri. Okay,
so you're in Kiev at your office there. I go visit you in Kiev.
Yes, as my guest, okay?
Well,
I am big man in new government.
You're big man in new government. I don't know that. I don't know. My
predecessor was eviscerated.
I understand that. Look, Yuri, if I wanted to go to the Ukraine, first of all, do I need a visa? I think I do.
Credit card?
Yeah, I got credit, but I need a visa. I got credit. Yes. You mean to tell me you
also,
can...
Also, MasterCard. Yes.
MasterCard. All right. So, with just a MasterCard, I don't need a visa.
Before you come in with a credit card, which is welcome, you have to get papers to come in the country.
That's a visa.
No.
No?
That is your papers.
And what will they say?
When you come on the checkpoint, okay?
Checkpoint? I thought I'm flying into the Ukraine.
First you see the barbed wire and the dogs and the man.
And the man. I'm going on vacation. It sounds like I'm going into a concentration camp.
They come up to you and go, hey, where you think you go? You go, hey, I am U.S. of A. Then let me see your papers.
Right.
Here you go.
Right.
You sure they are who you say you are from U.S. of A? Yes, these are my papers. I go to Kiev to meet Yuri.
Yuri Klitschko.
Okay, have a good day. You go now.
Oh, they'll just let me go. No visa. Just credit cards and my papers.
Unless you have something when they search the trunk, if you have a drug, no.
How am I going to have something to search the trunk? I'm getting off a plane, and I'm saying, take me to Yuri Klitschko. He's got my trip all planned. You put me in a nice hotel?
An ice hotel?
Nice, N-I-C-E. That's an English word for nice. Nice, N-I-S-N-I. You know what I mean.
It's not so cold as they make it.
Nice, not ice, nice. Nice hotel. And what about food?
You refer to lodging.
Lodging, yes. So I'm taking care of transportation and lodging, and I would stay, what, at like a 4 or 5 star hotel?
Well, you find, for you, innkeeper.
Innkeeper. You'll find me an innkeeper. Look, is it safe to go to Ukraine?
No. Not just any innkeeper.
Innkeeper.
Only the best from Yuri.
If only the best. I should put my complete faith in you.
And I guarantee you come first by transport on the plane.
Right. And then on the truck.
And then on the truck through the checkpoint.
Right.
Then you come to Yuri's house.
Your house?
Then Yuri will take you to meet the innkeeper where you pay the tax.
Pay the tax?
And then once that has been done.
What?
You take currency.
Currency.
And you give it to the innkeeper. He give you good table close to fireplace. And then you have best chicken dinner of your life. World famous.
World.
You've heard about chicken, right?
Well, I've had chicken.
But have you ever had the chicken in the Kiev?
No, that's very, very famous.
Yes.
Chicken Kiev.
Good chicken dinner.
Yeah, what is that? What describe to our listeners who may be playing, what's in chicken Kiev? How is that prepared?
It's very famous, chicken Kiev.
Yeah, how's that prepared? You got chicken. What else is in that?
I don't know. I am not a woman, nor a chef.
Glad I could get a lot of information out of Yuri Klitschko.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. They'll fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for that kind applause. Greatly appreciated. As we now are up to Thursday of this week. And,
son of a...
What's the matter?
He didn't have me potted up.
I had you pot... It's my fault, sorry. I'm trying to learn the board. They keep switching it on me every day.
Have they switched stuff on you now, too?
Well, they keep taking his room out of queue, so I can't tell until we're on the air if it's ready or not. But now I know a button needs to be pressed.
Yeah, and you believe me when I tell you, when I go in there and I forget to push in a button, it's insane. What is this?
Oh, I just was trying to think of stuff that would cheer us up.
This is like funeral music, isn't it?
Well, my intention was to cheer everyone up, you know, to break the mood.
Cheering everybody up? Break the mood. Look.
That's not it. That's not working. All right, I'll go back to regular.
I appreciate that.
You know, I try and go the extra mile.
Let me ask, how are my levels here? Am I at proper level, Rob?
I can jack you up just a little bit if you need.
No, I can jack me up.
Who is jacking Stan?
Stan, could you jack yourself?
All right, I jacked myself right now. I'm jacked up as good as I'm jacked.
He's lower than he was yesterday.
I am?
Yeah, but it could be my imagination, so don't worry about it.
No, it could be this microphone.
What, you got a different microphone today?
No, it's weird. They got this system I got here, and sometimes
nobody wants to hear that.
No, they just want to know why my voice is quieter.
I got to figure out how I can do this delicately.
What? What?
You know, priorities at this time.
Yes.
And you know, one of the things that has left me permanently scarred is you remember when, especially when I first got here and I was much younger... I would always go the extra mile. I would always...
Yeah, I remember those days.
I would always have these ideas, and instead of, not even praise, and not even met with indifference, but outright hostility for trying to make things better. You recall that, don't you?
Yeah, I remember that, what those days.
Yeah. Well... As I was leaving broadcast house yesterday, we have a certain beautiful female employee. You may know who I'm referring to.
There's so many.
Yeah, I know, but if you had to pick. So I'm going out of the parking lot, and I go, hey.
Social distancing.
I don't know. She might have gotten, you know, like around 5 instead of 6. But I go, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And she goes, well, here's what happened. She lives in downtown Fort Myers, so it wasn't a pleasure trip coming down here. And she says, my computer at home, my laptop... And you know how they get you on the laptop. It's that damn charging cord is almost more than the computer. Mm-hmm. And she says, I ordered one, but it's going to be at least 7 days, and I'd like to get my work done. So what I thought is I'd come down here, and until I get my cord back, I would. So you know what happened?
What?
Somebody
written up? Get written up?
Well, somebody tattled on her.
Oh, of course. There's a bunch of narcs in that building.
And then her immediate supervisor called and yelled at her and says, you put that back. Nobody signed off on that.
On a charger?
No, on getting a work computer so that she can continue working from home. Because she's going stir crazy. But
yeah,
Tell me about it.
That's what I'm trying to explain to people. Don't try and show initiative. It's not going to do any good.
You know, the thing is, they tell you to stay home 14 days that I got slapped on me. And the fact
it's your own doing.
Look, I didn't plan on this.
Yes, you did. You admitted that you planned on it for months.
I planned to go up there. I didn't know it would turn into this. You know, do you know how bad it is for me right now?
How bad is it?
Yesterday, I went out to get the mail. And, you know, remember in the movie Papillon when after 2 years...
How do I look?
And after 2 years in solitary, because he used to pace in the cell and he could only go 5 steps. So I get out there to go down the hallway and I do 1, 2, 3. After I got past the 5th step, I collapsed in the hallway because I'm not used to walking that far.
Well, then you've broken your quarantine because you live in a...
I haven't broken my quarantine.
Because you live in a multifamily dwelling and you deposited the virus all over the place.
Okay, can I ask a question? How do I sound better in my headset now than I did just about 20 seconds ago? Did you do something, Rob?
I brought you down because when you started yelling, you were peaking real hot.
Well, he's always fiddling about, Stan. That's what I'm trying
to tell
you.
Whatever it is, it sounds better now.
And I think he was surreptitiously filming me.
No, I was taking a photo of how the board was set, so now I know for tomorrow.
Oh, good.
You have a caller, too. I don't know if you would. I don't know how you want to handle that. Do you want me to text you when we have a caller?
This goes on between breaks, this sort of communication.
Traditionally. We got a second. Just throw them on, whoever it is. Ahoy, who's this?
Are you talking to me? My name is Nancy, and I'm out in a tractor and... Venus, Florida.
Oh, God bless you.
And you know what? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Mary. You're the one on the tractor.
Nancy.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Mary.
I'm a broadcast journalist, and I called because I wanted to see what the possibilities were for getting on the air there. I did a show called The 13th Hour at KSAN in San Francisco. Are you familiar with that station?
The first FM station.
And what was the name of the station?
KSAN, the first hippie radio station.
Yeah, KSAN. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Yeah, I worked there, and I did a show called The 13th Hour. Okay. It was about psychical sciences.
Psychical sciences?
Yeah, way back in the 1960s during the hippie days. I'm a San Francisco hippie.
And now you're on a tractor.
I'm on a tractor with a cowboy and Venus here.
Yeah, and, that's a lot better.
I've written six books about the Florida pioneer cow hunters that nobody knows anything about. That's our 200-year-old.
Oh, Haney knows all about that. Haney knows all about that.
Oh, yeah? How does he know about it?
Well, what are you talking about? You're talking about, like, this side of the state where you had old Jake Summerlin and Summerlin Roads, the old cattle trail from old Fort Myers to Punarassa.
That's right.
And then on the other side of the state, you got Deseret Ranch and your Mormons.
I surprised you on that one, didn't you, Lucy?
Well, I'm glad you know about it because I'm a native Miami, and we never learned anything about the Florida pioneer cow hunters.
My head is about to break.
Nancy, you got to admit it's pretty impressive.
About the history?
Yeah.
Look, out here in the tractor, how did they survive this wilderness? It's amazing. And all the city types, like I'm a city type from Miami, born and raised, got out of there.
But now you're driving a tractor and everything's great.
No, I'm not. I'm with this cowboy that's driving the tractor.
Oh, so that's not your life then.
What do you want to know about my life? I'm a former broadcast journalist many years.
I thought that you had given that up to drive a tractor.
No, I gave it up because I wanted to write books and to preserve the cultural heritage here in Florida that, as you know, is disappearing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, in general, let's not pick on Florida. In America, there are people that don't even know who their great-grandparents are.
Oh, that's very true. And that's what kills me now with all this big scare with this virus. People are not even intelligent enough. They're throwing those wipes down the toilet. They've lost touch with their own reality.
Well, we all have. And you know what? You almost have to survive. It's a different world.
After it is. Corona. All right, we got to get going.
But I enjoyed it very much. I know my partner is very frustrated, but I'd love to stay in contact with you and talk about things in depth.
Yeah, good. Thank you. For
I would. Well, I'm gonna apply for whatever job it is you got there.
I think it's sales.
Yeah, it's sales.
Yeah.
It failed or it's filled?
Sales. SALES.
Okay. Selling ads.
All right. It's a great talking with you. I'll call you again sometime.
Okay. Good luck with the tractor.
Thank you,
Linda.
Yeah,
thank you.
Whatever. Jeez.
I'm all disappointed. I thought it was a tractor woman.
No. No, it's a woman looking for a job, and she called the wrong number. We're going to take
or
a break.
Or did she?
Grab bag is next. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Stan. My friend Mark Haney is in a separate studio, and producer Rob Show in the main room, and we're just all having a great time today, aren't we? I'm home, by the way.
Pardon?
Did you get your present, by the way?
I did. You know, what a great friend John Kuhn has been to us over the years.
Yep, from the Charlie Chaplin Harry Chapin Food Bank.
And he just dropped off a wonderful gift for me, you know, in these ridiculous times, unexpected and beautiful. You know what it is?
I know exactly what it is. He sent me a picture of it. Tell everybody what it is, Haney.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it has the original Miami Dolphins logo, and he presented it to me, and what it is a lamp.
Yeah, almost like a Tiffany-style lamp.
That's how it was presented to me. I said, that is beautiful, John. And he goes, yeah, it's top of the line. It's Tiffany-style.
Tiffany-style.
And he said, you can tell that it's Tiffany-style because it's got weight to it.
Yeah, it's good quality.
Good quality lead on that.
Yes. Yeah, but it's a nice looking lamp.
And I said, you know what? This is too much, John. I can't accept this. Yeah. And he said, hey, to be honest with you, if he were closer, I'd give it to my buddy in South Dakota, but you're more convenient.
Oh, all right.
And that just meant the world to me.
It did. Knowing that you're more convenient.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, we talk about the bad all the time, but when somebody says something like that to you, it stays in your heart, Stan.
Sure. It's about as honest as you can get.
Sure is.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to do the grab bag here in just a second, and we haven't done it in a while.
Are we going to have to live with that hum, Rob?
Where's the hum coming from?
I think that's coming from me jacking you all the way up over here.
Wait a second.
Can you increase the volume on your end, Stan?
I just tried. How's that? You know what? Let me unplug this microphone for a
second. Yeah, that'll work. Ready, Rob? Well, just unplug his microphone.
Hold on, and then I'll see if plugging it in makes it better. Hold on. How can this, by the way, change from day to day when I don't even touch a damn thing? I shut it off and stay away from it.
Well, I don't know how it would happen in your own house, but I do know here that I left everything out because nobody should be around and messing with it, but somebody did.
Of course. Hold on. Let me try something.
Did shut your box off, if that's what you're referring to. I just didn't know if it should run overnight.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh,
okay.
I figured you'd do that. But somebody unplugged my headphones for some reason.
That was me as well. I apologize.
So you just feel like touching everything in here?
No, I had to go in and edit from in there last night, so I needed silence.
You couldn't take today's best new rock and the best whatever? What is it we're doing now?
Everything that rocks.
Okay. You couldn't take everything that rocks.
It was
you
too
had
much
to shut
rock.
It off.
Yeah, I needed a little less rock.
Hello?
How's that?
It's still there.
Where is that hum coming from?
If you pot him down, does the hum go away?
Pot me down.
No, it's in the board.
Yeah, it's in the board. Get an engineer in there. Oh, it went away.
Yeah, what was that?
I think it's
that?
Your computer.
It's nothing's potted up on this end.
I have it ready to go in case you want to fire music. I can just keep it low, and then if you want
to
fire
something. Let me explain. You don't want to keep it really high or it'll blast you. Keep it low and then adjust when he's playing.
Yeah, we can't have that constantly.
Yeah, that was driving me. Is my microphone too low?
No, with that hum eliminated, I think it makes you sound better because I was associating the hum with your setup.
No, I haven't touched anything here.
All we need is a pair of alligator clips.
Trust me. I try to stay away from this equipment as much as I can. As soon as the day is done, I shut it down and cover it up.
Has the cat discovered it yet?
The cat's afraid of it. The cat does not like it.
Okay. What time is it?
It's 2:45, so let's get going with the grab bag.
Yeah. Wonder how I knew that.
Yeah. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 North Naples, yes, the Pewter Mug, offering takeout Tuesday through Sunday.
And you want to talk about a treat. If, you've been locked in the house eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you come back home with Pewter Mug, you'll be a hero.
Yes, sir. If any kids, because you're home from school, you might be in the living room with your parents or something like that. There's a new Baby Shark song.
Oh, lovely.
And the people that put out the song actually have turned it into a wash your hands Baby Shark tune. Here, give it a listen. Tell me what you think.
Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands.
Woo!
Some soap, do 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 do. Do do do
do do do do do. Baby shark,
do 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 do.
Baby shark.
Rub your hands, do 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 do. Rub your hands.
Yeah, there you go. They got that new version out.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. All I hear is Baby Shark. I don't know else they're saying. But
how's the playback, Rob? Loud or too quiet or what?
Sounds good to me in here.
All right, good.
Can you please call him Boss when you address
boss.
Him like that? Sounds good to me in here, Boss.
Sounds good that's to me in here, Boss.
That's what I want to hear. Yesterday it was too low. Now today it's just right, right?
Yes, sir, Boss. Sir.
This is just.
And you do you what? Recall how you're to address me for a week?
He forgot. He's got a lot of things on his mind.
Was it your highness?
No. I would never do that. That's too pompous.
Yeah.
Your grace.
Your grace, that's right. Right. Boss and your grace, got it.
Nah. The only person that can call me your highness is my dad when I won't clean up my room.
I know you guys have heard it was all over, so many people being cooped up at home. The Hallmark Channel was putting out a bunch of Christmas movies so you could sit at home and watch Christmas. It's the truth. Oh, by the way, I just found out the Indy 500's been canceled.
Why?
Corona.
Something going on?
Yeah, something.
Bad weather?
Now, keep in mind, that thing's not until May. Canceled. So Hallmark is running all these Christmas movies again on their channel. And I understand that they also have a new Christmas movie that the Hallmark Channel themselves created. They're not replaying this one. This is a new one.
The Hallmark Channel knows you're stuck inside the house, so we're giving you an entire weekend of Christmas favorites, including this brand new Hallmark classic. Emily left her small town to make it big, but now she's back home to save the tinsel factory.
Yes, Mom, I just booked my ticket. I'll see you in a few days.
And that's where she met Jacob.
Jacob, what's wrong? You look flushed.
It's that new girl, Emily. I've fallen head over heels.
Love does some crazy things to you. Did I ever tell you about that time your mom and I were outside an orphanage? She took her top off.
Hey, hold on, Dad. It's Emily. Hello?
Jacob?
Hey, you.
Yeah, Jacob, you might be getting a call from the health department.
Health department?
Well, I was kind of in China for a few months, and then I went on a cruise to Italy.
Oh!
It's Quarantined for Christmas, part of the special Christmas movie marathon, this weekend on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in.
Hold on a second.
What's that?
Is the buzz back, Rob?
No, I think that is from me because I have to tune up the turn up the grab bag stuff.
Yeah, I think that's on Stan's end. Oh, your computer's
That's
down.
Me.
All right.
And then just so I can have the volume up the way it's supposed to be. I don't know if I that's why when you have the grab bag music playing in the background, you can't tell.
Mm-hmm. I did want to say, you know, regarding the Corona and cruises and whatnot, you know who's been doing a great job lately? I don't know if it's like they got one great reporter, but all of a sudden they're actually breaking stories. The independent newspaper, the Miami New Times.
Yeah.
They're the ones that broke the Gillum story. We might not have seen that if it weren't for them.
I might have to put that on my favorites.
And today, or maybe yesterday, sometime in the past 24 hours, they had a whistleblower send them internal emails from a cruise company deciding, what do we do about this virus? And I guess this was after, you know, Japan had quarantined the cruise ship over there.
Yeah.
And their internal memos had scripts that they had written for their call center so that if people call worried about your cruise reservations, you know what they were told to say?
What?
There's nothing to worry about, Mr. Wilson. All you need to worry about is bringing enough sunscreen. You see, statistics show the COVID virus cannot survive in warm temperatures. Where better to be than on a cruise ship in the Caribbean?
What paper is this? The Miami what?
New Times.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to check that out. Thank you.
I'm shocked you're not aware of them. They've been around a long time.
Yeah, I just never. They're not top of mind.
Well, you know why? Because most of the time we wouldn't agree with much of what they do.
Exactly. Thank you.
But their investigative stuff, very good.
As I told you, I'm on a quarantine, and my wife is also being asked to work from home.
Isn't that wonderful that you get to spend 24/7 together without a break?
It's just phenomenal. She's at the breaking point.
You know, with many marriages, that would put a strain on it. But you two are so perfect.
Everything's just fine and dandy.
How close is she?
Well, I did ask her to start a journal of her days. And I believe she personally, as you will hear, is up to day 11.
Day 11 of staying in place, still rationing toilet paper, thinking fondly of the old days when I would just pull on the roll and let it flow until I had enough in my hand to stuff a boxing glove. The things we take for granted.
I think she's doing good work with that, keeping a daily journal.
And while I know you've always been a proponent of that and you constantly threaten me with yours.
Today is National Spinach Day.
Okay, I got no problem with that.
All right.
What about vinegar? Doesn't vinegar get like a supporting role?
I don't know about that, but I figured if it's Spinach Day, let's hear from our old friend Popeye.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the spinach, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Well, that's the official version. How does it really go? I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I live in a garbage can. I eat all the worms and spit out the germs.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's right.
Yep, that's it. Perfect, Stan. Well done.
Thank you. Have you heard of 74-year-old Southside Bonnie? She's from Chicago.
Part of Chicago?
Southside.
Oh.
A video has been making the rounds of 74-year-old Southside Bonnie. She's talking about an argument she just had at a store. You see, some woman saw her covering her mouth because of the coronavirus and then yelled at her for being crazy because there's no pandemic. What are you worried about? And her response has gone viral.
I went to Mariano's today, minding my own business, and there were these women in line and had a cart, and I asked to excuse me, and because she was standing so close to everybody, I did this. She proceeded to yell at me and tell me I was crazy. What was wrong with me? This is not a pandemic. This is a political hoax. And I said, well, if you're not afraid, then why don't you volunteer and go to China and take care of people? Why don't you? And I said, well, I would, except I have no money. Well, at that point, I thought about my daughter working at hospitals, trying to save lives with this pandemic. And I thought, you know, this woman has no idea that I'm almost 75, and I will gladly tap her on the shoulder and ask her to step outside and proceed to kick her bleach blonde 50-year-old ass. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Bonnie. I love it. Bonnie.
Southside Bonnie. oh, I know you saw it, Haney.
You know, it's a shame that's all made up.
What, Southside Bonnie?
Yeah, her whole story is fake.
That ain't made up.
How do you figure?
That's a true story. And she had a lady that she wanted to fight because she thought it was just...
Well, then how come she didn't video it when it was going on?
She's 74!
Yeah, well, no pics or it didn't happen, bro.
That's right. Well, there's pics of this. I know you saw it. Joe Biden on with Jake Tapper when he coughed into his hand. and Jake Tapper had to go and reprimand him. And then, of course, Biden just says, well, I'm home alone. I don't have to worry about it. Take a listen to this. Take a listen to this beauty. I love this.
I have not talked to any individual. Excuse me.
You know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true, but fortunately, I'm alone in my home, but that's okay.
All right.
I agree. You're right.
You should just, it's kind of old school to do it with your hand. Do it into your elbow. You're supposed to do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's something.
How could Joe Biden not lay the smackdown with Jake Tapper, that smarmy little F?
He can't do it anymore.
He's out. With regular voters poking him in the chest, cussing him out, and he'll bow to Jake Tapper, the smarmy little worm.
You're supposed to cough in your elbow. I'm learning that from you, Mr. Vice President.
And that's at the point where he needed to go into that, hey, listen, Jack mode.
What, and throw on his aviators?
Yep. Question his IQ. Tell him we'll have a push-up contest, whatever you want.
You know who else is complaining about this whole thing? I don't know if you've heard this. It's making the rounds. The Juice, O.J. Simpson. He's all upset because closing down golf courses. He's going to go crazy if they close down his golf course. Take a listen.
We've got to finish our round of golf today. They said they're going to close the golf course at one point, and now they're saying they're going to be closed, and other courses are talking about closing. But you don't really get that close to one another on a golf course. And I think for some of the older guys that golf is their only exercise, I think it's going to hurt them if you start closing all the golf courses. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy.
Well, you know, there's some truth to what he says.
Who, the Juice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, you. Anytime the Juice is talking, you got to look past the double murder. Okay, that's a given.
Right.
You got to look past that and listen to what man's saying. And, you know, for a lot of elderly gents, I know you like to go golfing regularly.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm missing it so bad.
And that's your only exercise?
Yeah.
And... You know what? Our governor has taken a lot of heat because he has an R after his name. It seems like they're allowed to do whatever they want. But I like what he's doing, and I think it's the smart thing where, you know, you've got certain factions that are asking him to, you know, lock down the whole state and all this. And I think his approach is the proper one when he goes, look, it's one thing to close the beach in Miami when there's mayhem going on.
Yeah.
But for people that live, you know, in the panhandle and there's nobody there and they just want to go out to the beach, every place is different. It's a big state. Let the local authorities decide.
That's what Trump's going to do when it gets to that 15 days. He's going to keep the hot spots closed and the cold spots open.
Almost like the McDLT strategy.
Precisely.
The hot stays hot, the cool stays cool. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's all a double styrofoam container around the country would work.
We're going to take a break. Grab a bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, Stan's local beat, and boy, have I got a beauty for you on the local beat. It happened, I believe, just yesterday, and we'll have that for you. We'll also be doing What's That Sound? Question of the Week. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Tracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. This is the Stan and Haney show. In just a few minutes, we'll go to the local beat and give you just a real beauty coming up. Just a real jackball. Right here in our local area. Stuff that, you know, you won't hear nationally. And by the way, it's got nothing to do with the corona. Okay? So there you go. I want to talk a little bit about our friends at Xfinity. They have really stepped it up with their services during the corona situation. For the next 60 days, if you have Xfinity, Wi-Fi is free. As a matter of fact, Wi-Fi is going to be free for everyone with the hotspots, whether you're a subscriber or not.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. They're also pausing their data plan. With so many people working and educating from home, they want their customers to access the internet without thinking about data plans and how much you got. So 60 days, they're taking care of that kind of stuff as well.
I mean, it seems like everybody's pitching in.
Everybody's pitching in. Internet essentials, free to new customers. As they said, it's even easier for low-income families who live and have Xfinity service to sign up for Internet Essentials, and they're keeping it low. Households for $9.95 a month. So they're really, really doing a great job.
And, yeah, they're really on top of this. News, information, and educational content on X1 and Flex for those with school-age students at home. They've created a whole new educational collection for all grade levels in partnership with Common Sense Media.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is say education into your X1 remote, and you'll see all about it.
And go to Xfinity.com for all the details. I saw that stuff, and they sent us the information saying, look, we know it's tough times. We're here to help you. And everybody is stepping up to the plate, as you said, Annie.
And I think people are starting to realize now, once you get past, you know, the initial shock to the system, because anytime things change, it's going to shock you. And once you get past that, at least my thinking has been, all right, we're in this particular period of time. Let's make sure we have all of the things that that we enjoyed so recently on the other side of it. And
yep.
I love to see things like that where, whether it's a small restaurant or a big company like Xfinity, it's great to see everybody with that common attitude.
You know, I don't know if it's happening with you, Haney. I wake up every morning and I'm saying, you know, this is a time and a place that this country hasn't been in 100 years. And I go out onto my lanai because I'm home quarantined, and I'm sitting out there and I'm looking outside, and the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, it's a beautiful day outside, and you say to yourself, but yet you go out there, you're risking your life, and you can't.
And it's invisible. Yep.
It's invisible. It's a beautiful day outside. Not a cloud in the sky. I'm looking at this. I'm saying, well, great day to go to the pool.
And you go, hey, the traffic's not bad either.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, you're right about that. But it's weird. So, and there, I told you, they just canceled the Indy 500. Major League Baseball was supposed to start their season today. They announced today, indefinite. We don't know when we're starting the season.
And I think that's how announcements need to be now.
Indefinitely.
Because you really don't. And it won't be your decision.
However,
you got to wait for the A-OK from the top.
Yeah, I know. So I'm sitting tight. I'm looking at some takeout or something that I can have my wife pick up.
Yeah, some takeout that you can have your wife pick up.
Yeah, because I'm quarantined.
You know, you put something in my mind just now. Well, do you remember how you started out talking? When you looked out and you see the sunshine?
Oh, the birds are chirping. Everything is just so beautiful. Nice breeze out there. Nice temps.
Rob, turn it up, for Christ's sake.
You mean? Some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either.
And Corona.
But how about listening to old Pops?
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Annie.
Seems to me, it ain't the world that's so bad.
Thank you, Henny.
But what we are doing to it.
Thank you, Satchmo.
All I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love,
see,
baby.
He was
love.
Too weak to play his trumpet by this time.
That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems.
I love you, Haney.
I love you, Stan.
This world would be
I especially love your wife.
Thank you.
That's why old Pops keeps
deeply
saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And birds are chirping.
Boy, yeah.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed days, dark, sacred night.
Yeah, that's the way it's
and
been.
I
nice,
think
beautiful.
To myself.
Yeah, see, you inspired me.
Yeah.
You look outside and the sun is shining. Boys
are
chirping.
I would be out. I'd be spending my weekends doing stuff. Can't.
In the sky, also on the faces.
What have they done with golf? Are they all closed?
They're closed. Most places, all of my favorites are closed. They're all closed. I've had to, my wife and I have, don't laugh, we've taken up Legos. Ain't nothing to do, so we're building Legos.
See, I have tried to prepare you for times like these, and you just refuse to listen to me about the Xbox. It would take care of all of it.
I've been playing a lot of my golf game, but I can't stay on that too long. It gives me a headache. So now I'm doing Legos. We're building the Harry Potter train station.
Oh. Does it have
it's
the
beautiful.
Secret? Does it have the secret compartment or whatever that is?
It's got secret everything. It's got. Here's the thing: I never knew this about these Lego sets. They're precise, and there's not a single word of directions. It's all pictures. Click this into this, and then they have it in all separate bags. So you do one at a time. When that gets built, you go to do another one. And it's not like, you know, junk. It snaps right in and it's sturdy.
Were you expecting it to be junk?
Oh, yeah, I was waiting, you know, once you get a piece done, you pick it up and move it to another for it to all fall apart.
Well, that's because, you know, you'd normally not know the difference and, you know, buy something called Fun Blocks with an X.
Exactly. That's right. And but I got the official Lego, so there you go.
Yeah, are and you, then you get the precision, you know, the engineered. It is, and
it's done really well. I'm going to tell you right now, it's done really well, and it's kind of fun.
Did you have that laying around?
No, I had a birthday gift card, and my wife chipped in, and we bought it.
Huh. So the gift card didn't cover it?
No, these are expensive. Jesus.
Who got you the gift card?
My mom.
Did you tell her it wasn't enough?
My mom?
Yeah, that you had to go into your own pocket?
No!
Because I'm sure that wasn't her. I'm sure if she knew that you liked Lego, she would have bought you the set.
I wanted to build, they didn't have it in stock. I wanted to build the Apollo Saturn V.
Oh, nice.
That they have. You know, that thing's like, what, like $170?
Well, if you're going to spend that kind of money.
I think this one was like 90-something bucks.
You should get back into model rockets.
I know. I'm thinking about all this stuff. I've got time to do this stuff. You know, I can't go out and do anything.
Balsa wood, X-Acto knife, lemon glue.
Yep. All right. You want to do local beat?
That's kind of your deal, but if you need me to, I will.
Yeah. Well, I need you to have the music ready.
Yeah, of course I got it ready. Because, do you think I was born yesterday?
Rob, is there a caller on the line about a golf update?
He claims that he has a golf update for you, boss.
All right, well, put him on for just a second.
Rob is just going through hell.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chad in Sarasota County.
Yeah, what can you tell me, Chad?
We're still golfing up here with a couple of changes.
Well, what are the changes?
You don't have to rake the traps. You just smooth them out with your foot now. And instead of pulling the flag, they either are raising the cup, so you just hit the ball outside the cup, or they have a pool noodle that they put in the bottom of the cup, and then your ball falls in, but you can just pick it up and touch the ball over.
Does this affect divot replacement?
Appreciate the ball. See you later. But it's Sarasota. I'm not going up to Sarasota to play golf.
Oh, right, give it another couple of more weeks, you will.
I might. Let's do the local beat. This is disturbing.
I thought you said it was a beauty.
Oh, yeah. This guy was nuts, and it has nothing to do with the corona. From...
Crazy doesn't take a holiday.
It does not. People just keep being crazy. This is from NBC2, I believe. Headline reads, man leads deputies on chase down I-75, crashes into deputy's car. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Dateline Lee County. A man was arrested after Lee County deputies and Fort Myers police chased him down I-75, crashing into the deputy's car. The incident started outside a Howard Johnson Inn, where Fort Myers police responded to a report of a suspicious car.
There's still a Hojo?
Yeah, I guess the Howard Johnson Inn. Joshua Sanders then backed up his white Acura, the suspicious car in question.
Watch your language.
What?
You said he backed up his white what?
White Acura.
Oh, I'm...
Acura.
I'm sorry.
Yes, and that was the car.
Because I just heard that term, back up that.
White Acura.
Yep.
not white, you know, Acura. Joshua Sanders then backed up his white Acura. That's the car that was called in as being suspicious. When he backed up the car, he nearly hit two officers and then took off. A Lee County deputy saw Sanders speeding with a flat tire that was sending smoke into the air. Sanders was driving in the wrong direction on streets and then decided it would be a good idea to jump on I-75 northbound.
With a flat tire.
With a flat tire and going down other streets in the wrong direction. As deputies were chasing him, Sanders was throwing things out of the window of his car, that white Acura, such as plastic bags, his seat headrest, his prosthetic leg.
Oh, come on.
He's going down I-75, and flat tire.
And jettisoning, he's jettisoning the equipment.
Yes, he is. Plastic bags, his seat headrest, his prosthetic leg. Sanders reportedly intentionally slammed into an unmarked deputy's vehicle on I-75. Deputies said he was swerving between all three lanes going northbound on 75 before several deputies were finally able to corner him to stop him.
Now let's pause it a second, Stan. This guy is hitting cars, throwing his leg out the window.
Yes.
Tires flat, billowing smoke.
Yep.
At that point in time, in his mind, as he continued this, what do you think is the intended outcome?
There's not a good intended outcome, but he panicked. Why?
Was the outcome that he would somehow get away? Was that what he was...
That's what he was thinking. He knew he had to get away because there was already a warrant out for his arrest.
And so at some point, it seemed like his best course of action was to jettison the leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he just had an extra one that he just decided to toss. I don't know if he, you know, pulled it right off his
I knew a legless guy, and he had a couple. He had a running leg, a swimming leg, and a walking leg.
As I told you, Sanders already had a warrant out for his arrest for violating his probation and a suspended license. He's now facing several charges, including fleeing and eluding, aggravated assault, and hit and run, and then on top of the other violations that he had from his probation. So there you go. It never stops.
What was his original offense that he got on probation
for? It does not say what his original offense was. It just said there was a warrant out for his arrest for violating his probation, and he had a suspended license.
Well, if being a daredevil's a crime, he's screwed.
We're going to come back and play What's That Sound Coming Out of a Hole in the Wood? Give you a chance to hopefully get some. Rob, do we have anything to give away?
You do.
Oh, I do?
Yes. You have $25 to the European American Bakery or $60 to Gulf Coast Fitness.
Love that. All right. We'll come back and we'll play the game. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That was a David Bowie song.
Yeah, you got to get that in. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're about a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Now, I said, and we will play What's That Sound, but I forgot all about it because I sent it to Rob. And, Rob, you know what I'm talking about. Did you hear, Haney, and I'll play it for you if you want. You know, before we all had to be separated and this whole corona thing started, we were trying... our darndest to get Bert Navarre on the show.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't meant to be.
And we wanted him to go and play his solo from My Sharona.
Because it's a piece of musical brilliance.
Well, we got kind of the next best thing. He is self-quarantining at his home, and also... Prescott Niles, he was also a member
of the band. Yes, he was.
And the two of them were separated from wherever they each live. And Burton Avar went and posted something on YouTube where he just basically said how he's self-quarantining. And he went and picked up his guitar and did the My Sharona solo.
You're kidding.
And brought in Prescott Niles on another screen at the end of it to go and do My Sharona. You want to hear it?
Hi, I'm Bert Nevere. I was the lead guitarist and co-writer of The Knack. Some people have asked whether we were going to get around to doing our own Sharona Corona parody song, because apparently there aren't enough of them. Sadly, our lead singer is no longer with us, and trust me, you don't want to hear me croak it out.
So I was thinking, you know, I could, at the very least, this is Twitter, a nice safe thing to do is show you our dogs. This is Freddie, and that's Winnie.
Hi, Freddie. Hi, Winnie.
And I was telling them my idea that maybe I would just do an instructional video on how to wash my hands. And they said, we think we have a better idea. Why not, instead of another instruction video on how to wash my hands, I give them an instruction video on how to play the guitar solo in My Sharona.
Oh, my God.
With any luck, we'll get Prescott Niles, my old partner in Matt Crime, here to join me at the end. If we can work out the sheltering and social distancing part.
Anyway. Watch this.
Yes.
And it's him doing the lead. Wasn't that something?
Oh, man.
He was doing that from his home. He had the backing track on his
Well, then stereo. Why is he giving us so much trouble about having his guitar set up when he talks to us? It was perfect.
I know. He did a great job with it. And so he just did the guitar fill.
He has not lost a step.
Wasn't that cool?
I don't know why. And I'll tell you that solo is not easy to play, but it's not overly difficult either. It's just the way that he put it all together is perfect.
If you want to find it on YouTube, it's labeled by BYE Corona, and it's him in his home picking up the guitar, and then at the end does the a split screen with Prescott Niles.
So if he's sitting at home bored, why can't we talk to him?
I don't know. Ask Rob.
Rob?
We could. He just does not want to play what? The guitar.
How are you to address me, Rob?
Your grace.
He does not want to play the guitar.
Yeah, I can read you the message, the back and forth if you'd like.
Your grace.
Your grace.
Please.
Let's see. He gave me his phone number, so we do have his phone number. One last question. This is me. The guys asked if it would be possible to have a guitar handy. They're huge fans of your work and would love if you'd be able to play a riff or two. Him. You want me to play a guitar over the phone? Me. Yes, acoustic, electric, whatever works easiest for
no,
you.
No, it's got to be electric.
Him.
Well, he was just trying to sweet talk him.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, neither. Playing solo guitar into my iPhone isn't flattering. Sorry to be disappointed. Sorry to disappoint. I'd be happy to be interviewed. Not a problem. Then well, not a problem. Thank you.
And so why haven't we had him on?
Because we've been all discombobulated, Haney.
I hope Rob didn't offend him.
He didn't offend him.
He sent me back a nice message. He said, my pleasure. So you know, I don't think he was upset.
You might want to ask him if Haney and I can have a couple of autographed 8x10s. That would be nice. You
I
know,
could send him this air check and say, hey, we played the clip.
We,
you still
could
love to
do
have
that.
You.
Yep, still we, love to
we
have you.
We have played that solo I don't know how many times over the years.
I know, but he doesn't think it's going to sound good over his iPhone. It sounds better on YouTube, I guess.
Well, I'd rather talk to him than not.
Yeah. And then maybe we could coax him.
Yeah.
And then you can ask for a couple of 8x10 glossy signatures.
No, you do that at the end of the interview so you don't screw the whole thing.
He'd probably be more willing to do that than come on the air and play.
So, let's say we're going to get Burton. It seems like he's got his phone number. That might be able to happen.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Brad Gillis?
What do you mean? We tried for him and no dice.
Did you try to call Brad Gillis, Rob? Now he's texting somebody.
He didn't. Somebody else did, and it was a no-go.
How would you feel about, say, a Rudy Sarzo?
Will you please? We're just trying to see if Burton will go and play the guitar solo in a couple of 8x10 glossy autographs.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, though, is you cannot play the guitar. You've tried.
No, I can't.
I can. I'm not great or anything, but I can play the guitar.
Oh, you're pretty damn good.
But both of us feel the same thing about that solo.
I think it's, first of all, it's one of my all-time favorite songs. And that solo is one of the greatest solos in rock ever done. And when that song was out and it was a hit, they used to cut like a good minute and a half of that solo out. But when you'd listen to the album or listen to like an album rock station, they'd play the whole ones. But when it was a hit, when it was on a pop station, they cut a lot of that guitar out.
Yeah, they
out.
Cut the heart out of it.
Yep.
God, that would be a dream come true to talk to him.
Yeah. Do you want to do a couple of what's that sounds?
If you're prepared,
I am. I'm always prepared.
All right, let's bring you in then.
All right.
As long as Rob's not gonna. Okay, good. He had it up.
There we go.
Things are looking up now.
Yeah.
By the way, I found out what the hum was.
What was it?
Rob had the monitors on in here, and one of them's ungrounded.
Ah. All right, and Rob, you got my text about your phone calls going over the air, right?
Yes, got that. Thank you.
What was going over the air?
It's been taken care of, just like the short in the speaker and the hum. It's been taken care of. Although you get the smart ones that can decipher the tones that each key makes, they probably know the number.
Yeah, well, you know... My mom was asking me because, you know, my dad listens to the show.
Yeah.
And she said, well, your dad said everybody's there. The show's going on as normal. And I said, well, I'm glad it sounds that way to you.
Yeah.
But you got to keep in mind, yes, we're all on the air at the same time, but absolutely nobody is where they're supposed to be.
No. And I was explaining that to a few people that Haney is at the radio station, but he is in a studio that he doesn't use, and he's secluded. I'm at home, and Rob is at the board, and it's still a learning curve.
This is only the second day that we've had any consistency with the setup.
Yeah.
The first day, I was at home.
Yeah.
The next day, Stan was at home, and I was in Rob's room, but I didn't have my equipment set up. Then on Wednesday, my equipment got set up in Rob's room, and we thought we got all the gremlins out then. And then here we are today. So out of the week, this is only the second day that we've had the same setup somewhat.
Yep. All right. Rob, what are the prizes again that we have to give away? 277-9600. Put phones on lockdown. We'll release the phones after the first sound effect. And first person to identify the sound will get themselves a prize. What do we have, Rob?
$25 to the European American Bakery.
Oh, nice.
$60 to Gulf Coast Fitness. And we also have autographed Stan and Haney t-shirts.
Awesome. Is there anything you personally can throw in there, Rob? Anything of value?
I have nothing of value.
All right.
Yeah, some reheated Brussels sprouts.
God.
Did you ever tell
your wife about that, Rob?
Oh, she listened. She heard.
Was she amused by it or embarrassed?
She did not realize that it would cause such the commotion that it did.
I believe it caused what you might call a stir.
Yeah. Is she a fan of our show?
She is. I think she prefers you guys over me.
Well, yeah, it's because we don't work blue, and a child can listen to it.
Yes. Never have. We've never worked blue.
Nope. We were told that years ago.
Yep, don't work blue.
I think Milton Berle told us that, didn't he?
He worked blue. We had to edit him numerous times.
Or was it Henny Youngman?
Henny Youngman did not work blue.
Did he tell us that? Somebody told us that.
Somebody told us
Andy
that.
Andy Griffin?
Griffin. all right, here we go. First person to identify what this is, we'll get them a cell surprise. Here you go. What's this sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You ready? Here we go.
What's that again, sound? That's me sleeping.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Oh, here it is. Here it is again. Play, play, play for me now.
Although that sounds a little more like you.
No, that ain't me. I thought it sounded like Tom Hanks.
What's a little bit like Rob.
Yeah, or Rob. Anybody, release the phones, Rob. 277-9600.
Can you play it again?
Yeah, I'll play it again for you.
Okay, I'll give you the cue. Hey, all Rob, right. How's your day going?
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the
Coming
wood. Ahoy, who's this? What is it?
Brad.
Scatter.
Scatter, what are you doing?
I'm just calling in to answer
Are you isolating yourself, Scatter?
I'm all alone.
Okay. You been sound drinking, almost sober.
No, he's been drinking.
Not much.
A lot.
I'm on my first one today.
Yep, see?
Oh, so what are you drinking?
Today, some Canadian whiskey.
Oh, Canadian Club?
No mixer?
Yeah, Canadian Club, exactly.
Straight.
Ice?
I put one ice cube in it.
Right. On the rocks.
See, he sounds different.
What is it, Scatter?
Sounds like somebody screaming after they just,
have your finger on the button, Rob.
After they just,
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I will tell you, it is an animal. The only thing I needed to know was what kind of animal was it?
I don't think I've ever heard him sober.
No, well, he's not really. It doesn't help that much. Did we hang up on him yet?
Yes.
Thank you. We got another caller that wants to attempt a guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Is it everything working all right?
I just I dropped that call and gave you another one. You have another
good
one now.
Move. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Les.
What's your first name? Les. What is it, Les?
It sounds like Tom Hanks.
It is, but it's not. It's not, it does sound like him, but it's not. Here it is again for you so you can hear it. I will give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It is something that you would see in certain areas of the world that like to hang out by the ocean and sometimes go into the ocean. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Pete.
Pete, what is it?
Well, I was going to say the same thing as the first call. It was Tom Hanks and in that movie when stranded on the island.
But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not. It's an animal, and it's an animal that in some parts of the world likes to hang around.
Stan, would you give him a prize? Would you give him a prize if he was able to give you the title of the movie where Tom Hanks was stranded on the island?
Oh yeah, sure. I'll give you a prize for that.
Oh. You had to ask. Of course, I'm having a brain fart right now.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I figured twist the knife a bit.
Yeah, all right. You know, what time is it? I'll try one more. I'll go with a different one. You know what that was? That was...
As a sea lion?
You are absolutely right, Haney. It was a sea lion.
I only know that because of your hint that gave it away.
Yeah, it's a sea lion.
Because sometimes they go in the ocean, but sometimes they come out.
That's right. Now, if you remember this one, and I'll do this one, and then we'll wrap this thing up because nobody would get that sea line. This is something we had on the grab bag before. It was a sound that I saved. What's this sound? Here you go. What is that? What is that sound? 277-9600.
Is it obvious or a trick?
I don't want to do that just yet. That I could say it's a trick or it's obvious, and that might ruin it for somebody. I'm going to give somebody a chance right now just to outright guess it, and then I'll tell you. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Dennis Mike.
Mike, what's that sound?
Is that a donkey?
Yes, it is. It's a donkey playing with a basketball.
Right on.
Wow, we know that sound.
Yes. What would you like?
T-shirt.
All right, you got it, buddy. Hold the line, okay? Is he on hold now?
Yep.
All right, thank you. And get him one of those signed T-shirts when it's safe to pick it up.
We knew that sound once. And never again.
Which, what are you talking about?
A donkey and a basketball.
When was that? Hold on.
The two of them should never meet.
Oh, no. No, they should not. Wait, were you talking about when we did the donkey basketball thing?
Yes.
And they had
one time.
And they actually put them on the basketball court.
Yep.
These poor animals with hooves. Pushing, bouncing around a basketball.
And we had a 300-pound co-worker on this colt.
Yeah. And all right. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take our first look at traffic news headlines.
You're gonna rip them off and no mama?
Oh, okay. Let's do it. And then we'll do that. Okay. I'm ready. Hey, mama.
Boy, this
hey,
is mama. Overly difficult.
I know. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Hey, mama.
I told you, this is overly difficult.
I tried to avoid it. Hey, mama.
No, but people would feel ripped off.
Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Hit the sea line.
I got it. Very far. That's it.
It's the guitar. It's the guitar. It's the guitar.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, we've got a few emails today, and in about 30 minutes, we will pose to you our question of the week. We do it every Thursday, and we'll pose to you a question. You have the answer for it. It's not a yes or no answer. You have the right answer, and we'll open up the phone lines and take your phone calls. That'll be coming up in about 30 minutes.
You know, Stan, you took me a bit by surprise. I did not know that you had that clip of Burton.
Yeah, it's brand new. It just, I think, went and was posted today.
And once you made me aware of that, I looked into it further, and it's kind of blowing up.
I know it is.
Now, my friend, I would like to pose to you a question.
What's that?
When I started talking about the fact that I'd like to have him on the air and how great that solo is.
Yeah.
How many other people in the world do you think had that solo on their mind? And what are the odds that within a matter of weeks, a song from 1979 is all of a sudden top of mind?
Well, you heard his clip on the YouTube. He said so many people are doing parodies of My Sharona with My Corona. He said it's about time I do something.
I'm just asking you what the odds are.
Very low.
I'm ahead of the curve. I have been self-quarantining for years now.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I bring up not even the song, specifically the solo.
Yeah, but you and I have been talking about that solo for as long as we've known each other.
But it's heated up with the idea of getting him on, and that was well before all of this stuff came down.
Very true. And you know what? I bet you we gave him the idea.
We are ahead of the curve.
We gave him the idea. People want to hear that solo and want to hear him do that solo. No, he wasn't going to do it over the phone, but what better thing to do than to put up a YouTube clip? And he got the idea from us.
Hold on a second. Rob, can you confirm something for me?
Yes.
Is Deep Purple involved in the cockfight tonight?
They are.
Ooh.
How? They got a new song?
You'd have to ask Matt Mangus. He's the one that knows.
I thought you ran the cockfight.
Yeah, I mean, I play the songs, but I just.
You don't even like this music, do you?
I love it. It's my favorite. It's everything.
No. You admitted that you shut the station down last night because you couldn't take it anymore.
I had to turn it down, Your Grace.
Yes, Deep Purple has a new song, "Throw My Bones," and Rob will debut it tonight.
Who's in the band?
With Ian Gillan and everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Steve Morse on guitar. Yes, who's a shredder.
Oh, my God. You know, I just saw a video of Steve Morse last night where he was playing with Bob Daisley and Lee Kerslake, the original Blizzard of Oz in Australia. And they had, I can't remember his name on vocals, but it was called Living Loud. And they were tremendous, and Steve Morse stepped up and did the Randy Rhoads stuff.
7 o'clock tonight, you want to hear the new Deep Purple on The Rob Show.
All right, good enough, Matt. Social distancing, distancing.
Please, let's.
You know, Rob has a child.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Oh, there's so many people conspiring against me. Let's get our first look at traffic for our drive home this morning. All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. There is a disabled vehicle at Daniels Parkway and Fenway South Drive. I don't know why. Ain't nothing happening there. Lehigh Acres crash, 1300 block of Lee Boulevard, right by the CVS pharmacy. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, here's Mark Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know, of course. You know, when you're running from the cops, involved in a jailbreak, you do what you have to.
Yep.
A man tried to escape from the police by floating down a log on the river. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's something right out of Deliverance.
What?
When their canoe tipped over and those hillbillies were after them, they just had to grab onto a branch or a log, and Burt Reynolds had that broken leg, and they were all floating down that river.
Poor Ned Beatty. And finally,
never the same.
A robber tries to hide from the cops in a dumpster and then gets caught when he's dumped in a garbage truck. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's so important each and every day, especially in these times, to have a little laughter. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
There,
hi, ladies.
Hello, baby.
Hi.
Just adorable.
You know, the corona has affected all of us in various ways. And, you know, the restaurant and bar business has been hit very hard because of mandatory closures and what have you. And a subset of that, gentlemen's clubs have been hit very hard.
That's social distancing.
Because it's a business that requires contact to be
effective. The old friction dance.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that annoy strippers.
Top things that annoy strippers.
You try and look sexy grinding a pole in a medical-grade face mask. Unemployed customers tucking IOUs in the G-string. The Purell shortage makes it impossible to disinfect after Charlie Sheen's lap dance.
Oh.
When the DJ decides to get all experimental and play something other than 80s hair metal. Fingernails that aren't long enough to double as canoes. The snide way the Hobby Lobby cashier says, sorry, all out of glitter.
Stand up your right to party, babe.
Yep.
Yeah. Come to Papa.
Yep. Click the heels, turn. Thanks to that damn J-Lo, they can't just stand there and shake their moneymaker anymore. They got to be a damn gymnast.
Not interested.
Thank you.
Oh, really? Well, fine. Thank you for saying so.
COVID-19 caused the hospital to delay their boob job indefinitely.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you.
I can't. I'm quarantined.
The fact they don't make a neon pink mesh bodysuit made of environmentally sustainable materials.
Wonder if the moose soup lady.
What
if the moose soup lady delivers?
Oh yeah, she'll hop in a canoe right down the river.
You know, carry out.
Mm-hmm.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
Top things that annoy strippers.
Thank you.
Everybody is hoarding everything, not just toilet paper. You can't even get anything to treat pole burn at CVS. And finally, the very top thing that annoys strippers.
Yes.
When Cinnamon gets on stage before you and dances to Alice Cooper's Poison, when that whore knew damn well it was your night.
Yep.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Cinnamon to the main stage, please. Cinnamon, cinnamon, cinnamon. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Let's give those ladies the clap. They're working hard to keep you hard.
You hard. email.
Rob, you ever been a strip club DJ?
I did one night of tryouts.
One night?
What do you mean one night of tryouts?
I was working for a radio station doing promotions, and the strip club said, hey, would you like to come out and try and do a night of DJing? And it was so bad. The girls were fighting. I got nervous. It was very scary.
What did you sound like that night?
I just did my regular voice. I didn't know how to do an announcer. I don't have one.
Hey, Andy, how's it go?
What did you say when you cracked the mic?
Oh, I was really bad.
Can you remember any of the dancers' names?
No, that was the problem. One of the problems was that, and then the other problem was that if you played a song that another girl wanted to play, they would get mad at me about it. Like, I was supposed to know what song was for what girl.
All right. We have a dancer coming up next by the name of Cheyenne. How would you introduce her and try to get the crowd into it so they'll tip?
All right. Fellas, coming to the stage now. Put your hands together. For Cheyenne! And that was it.
Oh, no wonder they didn't get you. That's not how you do it.
Yeah. $1 tutor shooters and all of that stuff.
You want to show them, Stan, or you want me to?
You're the best at it. I mean, I know a little bit about the inside dealings of that because our buddy did it for so many years, and I used to hang out there and watch the fights. But there was nobody better at a strip club DJ than Mark Haney.
Yeah, and I never got to do it. For real, I feel like it's a waste of talent because I'd be so good at it.
And none of them use classic rock songs anymore. You get 50-year-old guys in there up at the bar next to the stripper pole, and they're all doing that hip-hop stuff because it's their favorite song, not realizing that the guy sitting there would like to hear a little Come to Papa.
Yeah, I don't understand that world. So I guess it's a world of strippers in days gone by. Do they all do hip hop now?
They do. There's not a one. My buddy who was in the business for a long time, I said to him numerous times, why don't they do some of the classic rock stuff that the people in there, the age group, they don't. They only want to play their favorite songs, and it is completely out of touch with their clientele.
Huh.
I did comedy at a strip club once. And
why would you do that?
Somebody paid me a lot of money to come and do it. And you just get up there and you're interrupting the fun time that all the guys are waiting for.
All right.
Yeah. For some reason,
I can't get Beautiful Loser. Or not Beautiful Loser.
Come to Papa.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I'll make do with what I do have. Ready?
All right. Go ahead. Go.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome. What should we call the gentlemen's club?
Bare essentials.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome to Bear Essentials, where we know what it's about. We know how to get down. We know how to get dirty. All right. Don't worry about the coronavirus. We got the taco bar going right now. Dollar Tooter Shooters. And coming up next for your entertainment, we got Cheyenne and her love sister, Nisha, coming to the stage right now. That's right. Go ahead, gentlemen. Give them the clap. These ladies are working hard to keep you hard. All right. Shake your money maker, mama.
It's been great, but now I'm leaving.
But that's old school.
Yeah. Yeah, it is old school. And there was always one black woman in there. Her name was Ebony.
Yeah. Well, I went with Nisha.
Hi, Nisha.
Hey, Nisha.
Let's do some...
Sharika.
Hey!
Let's do some emails. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy.
Poor
at
Rob.
StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
Couldn't make it as a strip club DJ.
I know, but and he went as a strip club comedian. That's a setup for a lot of booze.
What kind of jokes do you tell when you got naked women taking all the attention
from
you?
Well, the problem was when they advertised it, they just advertised it as a comedy show. So nobody came because nobody wants to come see comedy at a booby. So it was just me and the strippers. So I just talked to the strippers and then got my paycheck and left.
Now, they were probably mad because they weren't making any money.
Yeah, it was just me standing up on their stage, taking up their stage time and
they
taking up their tips.
They hated you. They hated you.
They were hoping radio listeners would come out to come to the
Not
strip club
chance.
To watch comedy.
So they were just sitting at the table smoking and drinking themselves.
Well, they weren't allowed to smoke inside there, but yeah, there was a lot of drinking. And then I've heard some other activities in the back room. That's the fun part, all the gossip.
Oh, the back room at a strip club is, if you've never experienced that, boy.
Yeah,
you're probably living right.
Yeah, you want to talk about viruses.
You're right, Rob. It's a different world. The back room at the strip club.
It is, totally. This is from Tony. Tony writes, "Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I feel the need to say this. After Mike Chiannopoulos was on yesterday, I almost ran to Publix to buy every lemon they had.
I know.
Haney, thank you so much for putting everything back into perspective. Signed, Tony."
You're welcome, Tony. That was unfortunate.
Yes, it was.
I don't like being in that position either.
Chief Mitchell heard his email on the air. He said, "Guys, I heard I was on the air reading. You were reading my email. I appreciate my honorable mention on the air. It's very cool. Thank you. I want to send you something. Get your address to me. Signed, Chief Mitchell." And when Chief Mitchell sends us something, it's always good.
Well, we love Chief Mitchell and the whole family. That's a family of heroes and legends.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
And Guardian, if you don't think that this has been discussed and that I got slapped back very quickly, you don't know the half of it. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I would like to mention what a good job you're doing in getting the show on the air while this pandemic is around.
I disagree, Guardian.
I mean, Stan's at home going crazy. Haney's doing it from a different spot in the in a different studio. Rob is also doing a great job. I guess we even have to include Richard the Engineer.
Richard has been great.
Yes, he has. Now, Stan, I can see the logic in not letting you be in the studio, but I do have one question. Have you been tested? It seems to me that would solve all the questions about your health. Well, I told them, test me. They won't do that. I'm not showing symptoms, so they don't test me. If you're an NBA star, they'll test you. Also, don't worry about the people who may not like you, Stan. Haney certainly doesn't. They better stop and think about the fact that for many of them, you guys are the reason they have a job and food on the table. So screw them and just keep doing what you guys do. You're the best, signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
You know, speaking of these tests.
Yeah.
You talk about when the president talks about the regulations and red tape that he's trying to cut, the test for this involves a medical-grade Q-tip going up your nose. That's it. Then it's put in a bag and sent out.
Yep.
And for some reason, you're not allowed to do that yourself.
No.
You go to the drive-thru place, and they hand you a medical-grade Q-tip and tell you to shove it up your nose.
Yep.
And then you drop it in their bag. Well, lo and behold, today, somehow, Stan, and this is going to floor you, they've announced that now, soon, maybe, you'll be able to do your own test so they don't have to have someone out with a hazmat uniform on handing you the swab.
I'm more than willing to take it.
Boy, do you believe the progress we're making?
Man, it's so much has changed in the last week.
I don't know how they figured out how to eliminate that step of driving up and having someone hand you a swab and telling you to put it up your nose versus just putting it up your nose yourself.
All right, we got to.
It's amazing, Stan. What a breakthrough.
We are desperately late.
Oh, who gives a rat's ass?
We're late. I'll tell you, the commercials.
It's a hard break. Okay.
It's a hard break. We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about 25 minutes or so. We'll have some traffic here coming up for you in just a second, but we do it on Thursdays. It's our question of the week, and we'll pose you the question. You have the right answer. So I'll pose the question to you. We'll do some traffic and give you a chance to call in and tell us your answer to our question of the week.
You know, I was just chewing the beef with Mangus.
Yeah.
And this Deep Purple song, I like it a lot.
Good. Make sure you vote for it during the cockfight.
Hey,
with
Rob.
Yes.
Can you put me down for a vote for Deep Purple? I don't even know who they're up against, but I'm voting for them.
You got it, Your Grace.
Thank you.
All right, here's our question of the week, and then we'll do some traffic. The world's changed in the last month for a lot of people. Kids off with school, homeschooling, a lot of people working from home. I will say this. My wife was telling me her company has 12,000 employees. 90% of them are working from home. Events canceled.
But she's still crazy busy, though, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Everything's done remotely. It's amazing. It's amazing. You tell me 20 years ago that I'd be doing this show from my home with equipment here, I'd tell you you're crazy. Remember we had those old Marty units?
Yep, it never should have happened, Stan.
Yep.
Never should have happened. It should have been me.
Here's our question.
You mother.
Look, do you think I like this? Do you think I like this?
I think you do.
I don't.
Have you had your champagne yet?
No, I was thinking about making a Gulfstream breeze today.
Oh, okay.
Here's our question.
I can't do that here.
277-9600.
All I have is salad dressing and soy sauce.
What is something that you have done in the last few weeks?
Maybe I'll make a shooter.
Are you going to let me ask this question?
Eventually.
Eventually.
You see, the magic is still there. You don't have to see me. There. You can just picture me.
Oh, I can picture you. You know, and we're already so desperately late now.
Well, that's good, because there's nothing on the news.
What do you mean there's nothing on the news?
Yeah, that's all I had was on the headlines. It's all Corona. Oh,
that's a
you want to wallow in it?
You got to get some Corona info out.
All right.
All right. I'm good.
Where did that go? You know, you're supposed to cough in your elbow, sir.
I did. Well, there's nobody here, and so I...
And that's according to your instructions.
What is something you have done.
I'm a tough reporter.
Are you going to let me do this?
Eventually.
Well, okay, I'll wait. When you're ready, you let me know.
I'm ready.
Are you sure? Anything you want to say to Rob? You want to talk about the Deep Purple song a little bit more?
Well, if you'd like, I could. It's really compelling, and the video is so timely. I don't know how they did it, but it addresses.
I'm not doing a question of the week.
No, come on.
I'm going to do some traffic, and then you tell Rob to rack up that Deep Purple song so you can hear it.
And that wouldn't be fair.
What wouldn't be?
For me to enjoy myself and listen to a Deep Purple
song. Oh, I want you to enjoy yourself.
No,
You've been through hell and back.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, Stan.
Yeah, hell and back.
Let's go ahead with the question of the week.
There are people right now that have four kids running around the house right now screaming. They're working from home, and they can't even do a conference call without their gourd-headed-shaped kid's face going in on the screen and asking a mommy, what's for dinner?
Stan, was I in the room forcing them to have sex?
No, but we didn't know this, a month ago. You know, and they're sitting there, and they need to work. They need to get around, you know. Relationships. How about a nice dinner out? Can't do it right now. People are going through hell.
And then there are other people that are admiring their gun collection and their non-perishable food and their hidey hole going,
I told you. I did tell you I got a shotgun, didn't I?
You know what? I've heard so many people that are really being good to themselves and gifting themselves firearms lately.
Well,
that's wonderful.
You know how I know people.
Yeah.
I said, you know, it's time. Maybe you don't know what the future holds. Let's get a good shotgun. And I was watching Steve McQueen in The Getaway, mm-hmm. and he went and stole a 12-gauge pump.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I need to get myself one of those. And I made some connections, because everybody's sold out, by the way. Good luck trying to get a decent shotgun around here, because all the shops that still sell them, they're sold out. So I had to make a couple of calls.
Well, my goodness, I think you got everything but a Tommy gun now.
I talked to a guy that makes them in his garage.
Nice. Good craftsmanship.
Modifies them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, he fixes them.
Yes, well... He gets them.
Because when you get them off the rack, they're useless. You got to have somebody fix them.
Correct. do you want me to ask the question?
I would love you to ask the question. I'm begging you to ask the question.
Okay. I'll ask the question. And I just gave you a few answers with me. What is something that you have done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years or you've never done before? Because of all of this social distancing, can't go out, can't drive around, can't see, watch sports on TV. What is something that you have done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years or have never done? 277-9600. We'll take a call if we can, maybe one or two. And let's. Maybe one call if we're lucky, because we're coming up on a hard break. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. 277-9600 on the question of the week. All right, let's see. We got a few things on the board. We'll start with a crash, Fort Myers, Cypress Lake Drive, and Summerlin Road. And then two showing up in Lehigh Acres right now. The first one is a crash, Lee Boulevard and Gordon Avenue North, and the other one is a disabled vehicle, Lehigh Acres, Lee Boulevard and Douglas Avenue North. And you are up to date. 277-9600. We're living different lives now. What is something that you have done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years or you've never done before, just simply to get by? Maybe you're working from home. Maybe you got the kids in the house. Maybe you've discovered that it's cooking at home is something that you've never experienced before, but not bad. Maybe worse. 277-9600. Anybody on the line, Rob?
Yeah, I got a few calls.
All right, let's take them. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hi.
Hi. Who's
okay,
this?
So, Debbie Baker.
Hi, Debbie Baker.
Hey.
Go ahead.
You go first.
What is something that you have done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years or maybe never did?
I hung out with my husband.
Yeah, and did you find out, do you still like him?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news, I guess.
That's solid.
How many years?
Oh, Lord, 30.
Oh, good God. You must be a saint of a woman.
And are you or he working from home or not working, or how's that working out for you? What's that?
Okay, so far he has still got his job and I'm home.
Oh, okay. All right, so, and all the kids have grown up, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, stay safe, okay, sweetheart?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Ahoy. That sounded like a nice lady.
Yes, it was a very nice lady. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, what's something you've done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years or maybe never did?
Well, something I always do, but a lot of people probably haven't done is probably praying. You know, with all this stuff going on, I was probably praying. You know, most people could relate to that.
A lot of people are praying, and here's the other
thing. You mean
thing
that don't normally do it?
They suddenly find Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, I appreciate the call. You know, a lot of this, because I know my mom and her husband are big churchgoers, but they don't want them in the churches, and with a lot of the services being on television right now. Where if the people can't go to the church and do all that, they can at least
their home. The church is a wonderful thing, but in the current climate, it's not a great idea.
Yep. Question of the week. What is something that you have done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years or never done? We got somebody there, Rob?
Yes, you do.
All right, let's do it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Bradley J.
Hey, Bradley. What's something you've done in the last few weeks you haven't ever done before?
I'm going to tell you, I've never washed my hands as much as I ever have in the last 2 weeks.
You got that right, brother. Soap and water, hand sanitizer. And here's the thing that I always was told. Remember, Haney, they tell you, don't use too much hand sanitizer because you don't really need that much. Now they're telling you, use it for everything you touch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, crazy.
Well, we appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks. 277-9600. Question of the week. What is something that you have done in the last few weeks that you haven't done in years?
It's like we were talking about earlier, the fact that it's invisible. And they had this thing on YouTube where a guy was trying to teach kids about germs, and he put this powder that is only visible under ultraviolet light. And he started out for a school day. He started out just putting it on the teacher's hands. And then at lunchtime, he put it on one kid's hand. And then he went through the classroom with an ultraviolet light. It was everywhere.
Yep. Hey, Rob, what about you? I didn't get a chance to ask you. We know what Haney's doing, living it like he always has. And I said, what about you? What have you done differently? You've got kids, you've got family. What are you doing differently?
Well, in an effort to be healthier, because I've heard that being healthy will help you.
What's
oh
the
my
point?
God.
I've switched from drinking beer to drinking vodka and cranberry every evening.
And okay, well, that makes you feel good. You know what? They got a study out of China that says smokers are much less likely to catch it.
Hey, I may
take
that
on. Where did you hear that?
I read it this morning. That
much
they said,
less likely.
They said if a smoker catches it, it's really bad news. But they were looking at the numbers, and not that many smokers got it out of the general population. Right. Most of them were non-smokers.
I also saw the article where they said blood type might be if you're susceptible.
The fact of the matter is, they got no idea.
No, and they said if you got A-type blood, you're more susceptible. Of course, I'm A-positive, but I feel fine. We got any more on the line, Rob?
Yes, you do.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm your old Skip One girl from the early 90s. I used to deliver you guys food way back in the day.
Michelle. Oh,
thank you. Thank you for everything you did for us.
You guys and your smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you guys, love it. You guys, I still go over to Skip One. I love that place, and I remember you guys back in the early 90s. And, of course, all the things that you did over there.
There was a time.
Still great.
Didn't we eat lunch there, like, every day for a while?
All the time.
I worked there back then, and now my daughter waits tables there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Fantastic.
Keeping it in the family.
I was there probably, like, a week before they closed down all the restaurants. I had some fried oysters. I think it was an oyster po' boy.
Good call.
And my wife had some fish. You guys are fantastic over there.
Well, I'm not there anymore, but thank you.
You're welcome. You got siblings or
your daughter
over there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am doing a whole lot of yoga, and I can barely move, and playing a crap ton of cards.
Yeah, I'm in the Legos.
What what yoga position hurts the most?
Probably Warrior Two.
Okay, I'll avoid that.
Yeah, we'll avoid that Warrior Two. Hey. Thank you
and
so much for calling.
And lots of Uno and lots of Rummy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. If you'd like to answer our question of the week.
Thank
always,
God for Xbox.
Yeah. Ahoy@StanandHaney.com. Ahoy@StanandHaney.com. We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the news coming up next. We're Stan and Haney.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Thursday afternoon. Glad to have you along with us.
You still mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
You were.
Well, you got a little mouthy. All right,
about
little,
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. They can all hear it on Rob's show tonight and put in the vote. You got your vote in. Everything's fine.
You see what happens when I try to be nice, trying to promote Rob's show, and I don't get thanks. I get criticized.
You know what? I left out an email today, okay?
Not once did Rob say, thank you, Your Grace.
Your Grace.
Oh, God. People are calling you names, Haney.
Well, they're calling you names.
They're calling you names now.
What are they calling me?
They have a few people calling you a dick.
For what? What did I do now?
That you're getting your well, like, you want me to get to the email and read it to you?
Please.
Oh, by the way, because I got to switch screens one at a time. I had this up. I thought all the cruise ships were supposed to be off the water. And apparently not, and we're getting kicked in the head with it. Cruise ship with 77 sick is heading to Florida. 77 people are sick on board a ship. It is the Holland America's Zaandam. At least 30 guests and 47 crew are aboard. All 1,243 guests have been asked to stay in their rooms as the ship sails to Fort Lauderdale. And it'll be docking on Monday with 77 people sick. Unbelievable. Well, let me get to the email here. Email. Let me bring it up.
Open Outlook.
Oh, yeah. I got to go through all. Oh, hey, hold on a second. Stick pin. Because I see a new one. Murphy, North Carolina. Guy lived in Fort Myers all his life, just moved about a month ago. Have you guys playing through the iHeartRadio app on my Google Home and Phone app in Murphy, North Carolina.
You got that, Rob?
I will come in during the commercial break and add it.
Yeah, because I'll forget.
Your Grace.
Thank you, Rob.
Let me see if I can find that one. That one was about buying lemons. That one, hold on. Let me see if I still have it. Where
No, I'd really like to hear it.
Yeah, I might have deleted it.
Well, look in the trash can.
I don't have it on paper.
No, the trash can and Outlook.
Hold on. Maybe let me just look. Folder is empty. Well, it can't be empty. Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Yeah, I hate it when you threaten me and don't follow through.
Well, hold on, I gotta find it. I don't need any emails from Melvin. Hold on.
Yeah, disregard that.
Yeah, that's disregarded.
You should probably take the time to right click that and go send to trash.
Where the heck
Dan
is
Sender's
it?
List?
I can't. Just to tell you offhandedly, it was yesterday or the day before that you were being very rude to everybody around you and that you were being a dick.
But that's fine to say, but I'd like to know specifically what it was that they thought.
A lot of yelling around. A lot of yelling.
Oh, with Rob?
Yeah.
Well, that's just playing around.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Yeah, but
it's not like how you were rude to me today. That's a different thing.
Why do you figure that?
Okay.
No, I must have deleted it, and I don't know where. But yeah, I said it was too mean of a question, so I got rid of it.
Well, that's not your call to make, is it?
Yes, it is my call to make. I'm the one that's opening them up, looking at them. Okay, let's do some traffic.
So, we'll just leave it he called me a dick.
Yeah, oh yeah, about your antics.
But not specified, so I can't know what it was that he heard.
If I find it, I'll read it tomorrow, and if anybody else wants to call you a dick, feel free to email.
Okay. I'm not the one that broke quarantine to fly across the country, specifically to the New York City metro area.
Look, I'm abiding by every rule known to man. After the fact, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. There was no order when I came back. It was 3 days later. So I went about my normal everyday life until this damn governor went and said, today's the day. But I didn't fall in under that parameter. I was here 3 days earlier. So I shouldn't have to be this way. That's why I'm saying right now, Southwest Florida, test me. I want to be tested. I'm fine.
Do you have a Q-tip?
I do.
Shove it way up your nose. Do that with two or three Q-tips and put it in an envelope and send it to the Department of Health.
Yeah.
Test, please.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. What do you see?
Am I okay?
Let's do some traffic. All right. One thing on the board right now, and it is in Fort Myers, hit and run. Hill Avenue and Cleveland Avenue, right by the Shell gas station. And that's it. You are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update before the end of the show. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, March 26th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know that lady called in earlier and talking about Florida history?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the bigger deals in Florida history, and I remember as a kid, people still talking about it, about how Walt Disney managed to quietly acquire all of the real estate for his resorts. Obviously,
he got a lot of real estate.
And obviously, he didn't want anybody to know, because, you know, once word got out, the prices would go through the roof. And he was very successful at it. Another thing he was very successful at was, once the local government was informed of his plans, they realized the economic impact it would have, and so did he. And he negotiated some of the most favorable terms imaginable. He made it so that the Disney property is just short of being its own country. It runs its own police and fire, all of that. But you may not know how far that negotiation went. Under that agreement, Disney World in Orlando, should it choose to do so, is legally authorized to build and operate its own nuclear power plant, should it choose to do so.
Why do I find that not hard to believe, with the way, especially in the early 70s when the power by nuke was the big thing going around?
And Florida government's with, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Yeah, well, I don't know where it is. I wish I can find it again. There's a thing on YouTube that has had all the old news reports when Disney was making the first announcements that he was planning to open. This is when he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about buying property in Orlando. And they were talking to, like, the mayor of Orlando and the governor and talking about how this would impact them, because Orlando was nothing but a bunch of country roads. And how this would go and ruin the beautiful orange groves. And
it sure did.
And it did. But it's out there on YouTube. There's a whole, like, a documentary they did back in the day on how Disney would impact Central Florida.
And they could not have imagined.
Nope.
Orlando, that's just orange groves. What is it? Stan, what did people do before alarm clocks? I know you love clocks.
I love clocks. I don't know. They used the sun.
Well, in the early 1900s, before alarm clocks were popular.
We're speaking specifically of, they had invented a clock, but not an alarm clock.
Right. People in England would hire people to knock on their windows with a pole to wake them up at a certain time.
Well, I believe that, too. Throw a stone at the window. Hope it doesn't break.
See, that's the way things should be. Alarm clocks aren't reliable.
Really? Oh, yeah, well, I'll know that. I'll stop off at the Home Depot and get a bag of rocks.
No, you do fine with your methods.
Keep those in my trunk.
It's not a good day when Stan has to wake me up.
Not a good day.
We were talking not that long ago about the great Francis Albert Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. And how you had the opportunity to see him in the last years of his life.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of his songs that was a gigantic hit was Strangers in the Night.
Exchanging glances.
This one is too tight. I'll try another.
Lovers at first sight. That stuff.
Yeah. And you got it there. The phrasing. That's so important.
Yep.
Even though It was a hugely popular song. Sinatra absolutely hated it and rarely played it live unless he had to.
Wonder if he sang that for the main event when he was at Madison Square.
Scooby dooby doo, be dooby dooby. Yeah, that's why you get that. You get the Scooby Doo because he hates the song. You want me to check?
Check what?
And see if it's on the main event?
Yeah, I want because that was one of his biggest hits. And, you know, if he was doing this big mega thing in the round at Madison Square Garden, he had to have done that song.
It is so funny to think about Frank Sinatra, the way we know him today, having to do a comeback.
Oh, yeah, he quit the game. And his big comeback was in the early 70s. 73, 74?
Yeah, when he started doing songs the young people would enjoy.
Yep.
Scooby dooby doo. Be dooby dooby doo.
Ba da ba ba ba.
No, he did not do it.
Wow.
He did The Lady is a Tramp. I Get a Kick Out of You, Let Me Try Again, Autumn in New York, Got You Under My Skin, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, Angel Eyes, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, The House I Live In, My Kind of Town, and My Way.
Wow.
Right. It's a full show.
Yeah, well, it was a TV show, and he was limited in the amount of stuff he could do.
Bob Barker. One of the greats, and I know how your pantheon of heroes is game show hosts, because that's all you ever wanted to be.
One of the greats. We've had him on the show.
The first prize Bob Barker ever gave out on The Price is Right when it started in 1972 was a fur coat.
Well, he used to give away a lot of those.
Stan, would you care to guess the actual retail price without going over?
1972 money. And fur coats were expensive then, probably from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
$650. Oh.
What a wah-wah.
Actual retail price? $595.
Oh, I went over.
And the woman who stole that fur coat from you, Stan, won with a $350 bid.
She wasn't as close as I was.
But she didn't go over.
Yeah. What did I say? $650.
Yep.
All right. I was off by $55. I want to know the last time a fur coat was ever given away on a game show.
You mean like a stole?
Yeah, like real fur.
Like a mink stole?
Like a mink, chinchilla.
You know all I'm thinking about is the professional crier.
Yeah. She liked it.
Yep. Now, let's see how he does today, Stan. Ready? Are you ready, Stan?
I'm ready.
Okay. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my
Southwest
colleague.
Florida. This is Stan from the Stan and Haney Show from 96 K-Rock. And everyone at the station and Beasley Media is committed to serving the community during this difficult time. We are all in this together, and now you can help struggling local businesses stay in business. It's K-Rock's Operation Gift Card. You can help local businesses by purchasing gift cards at 96krock.com. And if your business needs help, sign up for free at 96krock.com. A message from the Beasley Community of Caring and 96krock.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
Do you have three stories in you, Haney?
Yeah, I can make that work.
All right.
You know, even though we are dealing with the corona, much like you, and I'm going to be charitable here to you, Stan,
ooh,
did travel.
Me?
Yes. Stan did travel, but those plans were made long ago. And it's the same thing where, you know, we're all supposed to be isolated, but things have been scheduled. You know, prom, graduation, wedding, WrestleMania.
Yep.
Well, we have a long history on this program with the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. Who can forget the Steve Irwin controversy?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe, but Lil Bindi Irwin, the daughter of the crocodile hunter, had her wedding yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Long scheduled. And she did get married and had the ceremony. She just had no guests. Bindi tells us, quote, "This was a very difficult decision, but important to keep everyone safe. We wish everyone could have been there with us. However, it is lovely that we're able to share the photos and videos." She and her... What?
I think she married another, like, a jungle guy. Keep it in the family. He's got some kind of thing where he's into the wildlife and all that.
You are starting correct.
Starting a whole new generation of the crocodile hunter people.
Yep. She and her fiance, Chandler Powell, got married in the Australia Zoo where they live. Bindi's mom, Terry, helped her get ready, and her brother, aww, Bob, walked her down the aisle, and aww, they lit a candle for Steve.
Aww.
Now, they weren't the only ones there. There were no guests, but they weren't completely alone because there was a full camera crew, and it will air on Animal Planet.
Yep. Not going to miss that moment.
Yep. Saved her a lot of money on a videographer.
It did.
You know, I haven't done it since I was a teen. But when you're running from the cops, all bets are off. You do what you have to do.
That's right.
Police in Glenwood, Virginia, or Glenwood, West Virginia, received a call on Tuesday night regarding a domestic incident. And when they showed up, a man with a very arrestable name, 38-year-old Randall Lee Mays, took off in his car. They chased him as he drove his car to the Ohio River, jettisoned the car, jumped in the river, and floated away on a log. I imagine laughing all the way.
Yeah.
He didn't laugh for long, though. They just drove about 3 miles away and fished him out when he came by and slap cuffs on him.
Said three.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, counting is fun. I love to count. What? One, two, three.
What a dick.
Who?
What are you talking about? Oh, is my mic on?
Yeah, but who are you calling that?
Nothing. I didn't know that. That wasn't supposed to be heard.
Okay.
What a dick.
I don't know why people say that.
Being a real jerk is what you're being.
I'm just trying to, you know, keep the fire burning.
You sure are. You're keeping it burning.
And every once in a while, under my breath, I say he's doing a great job. So I don't know why people are calling me a
getting
dick.
Getting on a lot of people's nerves.
What, they don't hear that, huh? It must be subliminal.
Bill?
Around 4:30 a.m. Monday, three people in Beaver, Utah, thought it would be a good idea to break into an elderly couple's home by kicking the door down. But then they realize this ain't the movies, and kicking a door down is harder than they thought it would be.
Oh, it is. That's a fact.
And, well, when they heard the police coming, they hot-footed it out of there. The cops caught two of them quickly. That would be 23-year-old Braden Bowler and 18-year-old Sandra Arzola. But the third person, evidently a little more fleet of foot, 21-year-old Reynaldo Alvarez, took off running and managed to get away. Turns out he hid in a dumpster. They couldn't find him. And he might have gotten away with it if it hadn't been garbage day.
Oh.
The truck showed up, picked up the dumpster, and dumped Reynaldo on his head. The garbage truck driver pulled over when he heard whimpering and pounding coming from the business end of his truck. When he pulled over, out pops Reynaldo. He took off again, but this time police found him nearby and arrested him, all three facing charges of burglary, drug possession, and as you might imagine, plenty more. I'm the dick. It's all me. Good afternoon. That's the news. Goodbye. Your call is important to us.
There he is. Little Monkey Haney telling it.
I'm the dick, huh? Okay. All righty, then.
You want some good news?
Yep.
You want some good news?
Well, yeah.
I just saw a report coming down because Trump's giving his little update, but they got a crawler. Good news, you know, when we talk about businesses being hit hard, Wendy's is reporting a 90% growth in their drive-through business.
I wonder why.
90% growth.
I mean, good for them, but how can we explain that?
I don't know. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Stan and Haney.
I'm the dick. Okay.
Previously. Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. Of course, he'll have the cockfight tonight with Deep Purple as a challenger. So that's...
Oh, please.
Look forward to that as a challenger to dethrone... Who's the champ, Rob?
The champ currently is the Blue Stones, boss.
What is it? What did he say?
The Blue Stones. The Blue Stones, can you hear me?
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, and they are painful. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. I am happy to say that all active traffic accidents there's nothing left. I watched them in the last minute fall completely off the board. We are all clear, and you are up to date.
Roll, and I'll just feel something.
Hard for me to keep on living.
Oh, man. The one album that Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan got to do together was a tremendous one.
Absolutely, and that was so good. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
That's how all my friends that get drunk, and then at the end of the night they want to get fast food. That's the move, man. But I'm never more annoyed than when I'm at the drive-thru and there's drunk people in the back seat. Right? It's so annoying, man. Because they always order better than you. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, it's easy. I got it. Second of all, I'm the sober one. So you relax, okay? There's always somebody in the back just like, hey, give me a 7. And we're in a 7. And we're in a, tell the guy, and we're in a 7. Tell the guy. Hey, you tell him to tell the guy, and we're in a 7. Shut up. Shut up. Why? Why would I be quiet? Why? You know what? Maybe if I didn't want 7, then I'd be like, but I do. I do. I want a 7. Shh, be quiet. Why? I already ordered the 7. If you order the 7, then we're going to get 2 7s. I don't want 2 7s. I don't want 2 7s. I want 1 7, okay? Maybe if I wanted 2 7s, I would get a 14, okay? But I don't. I don't want that. You do the math. I don't want that. I want a 7. Be quiet. You're not even at the drive-thru yet. You're at a red light on Canal Street.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Rob, you ever been a strip club DJ?
I did one night of tryouts.
One night?
What do you mean one night of tryouts?
I was working for a radio station doing promotion. And the strip club said, hey, would you like to come out and try and do a night of DJing? And it was so bad. The girls were fighting. I got nervous. It was very scary.
What did you sound like that night?
I just did my regular voice. I didn't know how to do an announcer. I don't have one.
Hey, well, how's it go?
What did you say when you cracked the mic?
Oh, I was really bad.
Can you remember any of the dancers' names?
No, that was the problem. One of the problems was that, and then the other problem was that if you played a song that another girl wanted to play, they would get mad at me about it. I was supposed to know what song was for what girl.
All right. We have a dancer coming up next by the name of Cheyenne. How would you introduce her and try to get the crowd into it so they'll tip?
All right. Fellas, coming to the stage now. Put your hands together for Cheyenne. And that was it.
Oh, no wonder they didn't get you. That's not how you do it.
Yeah. $1 tutor shooters and all of that stuff.
You want to show them, Stan, or you want me to?
You're the best at it. I mean, I know a little bit about the inside dealings of that because our buddy did it for so many years, and I used to hang out there and watch the fights. But there was nobody better at a strip club DJ than Mark Haney.
Yeah, and I never got to do it, for real. I feel like it's a waste of talent. Because I'd be so good at it.
And none of them use classic rock songs anymore. You get 50-year-old guys in there up at the bar next to the stripper pole, and they're all doing that hip-hop stuff because it's their favorite song, not realizing that the guy sitting there would like to hear a little Come to Papa.
Yeah, I don't understand that world, so I guess it's a world of strippers in days gone by. Do they all do hip-hop now?
They do. There's not a one. My buddy who was in the business for a long time, I said to him numerous times, why don't they do some of the classic rock stuff that the people in there, the age group, they don't. They only want to play their favorite songs, and it is completely out of touch with their clientele.
Huh.
I did comedy at a strip club once. And
why would you do that?
Somebody paid me a lot of money to come and do it. And you just get up there and you're interrupting the fun time that all the guys are waiting for.
All right.
Yeah. For some reason,
I can't get Beautiful Loser. Or not Beautiful Loser.
Come to Papa.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I'll make do with what I do have. Ready?
All right. Go ahead. Go.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome. What should we call the gentlemen's club?
Bare Essentials.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome to Bare Essentials, where we know what it's about. We know how to get down. We know how to get dirty. All right. Don't worry about the coronavirus. We got the taco bar going right now. Dollar Tutor Shooters. And coming up next for your entertainment, we got Cheyenne and her love sister, Nisha, coming to the stage right now. That's right. Go ahead, gentlemen. Give them the clap. These ladies are working hard to keep you hard. All right. Shake your money maker, mama. It's been great, but now I'm leaving. But that's old school.
Yeah, it is old school. And there was always one black woman in there. Her name was Ebony.
Yeah. Well, I went with Nisha.
Hi, Nisha.
Hey, Nisha.
Let's do some
Sharika.
Hey! Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.